Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 55. The Sabbath or the Lord's Day, which? It was never the divine plan that the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, should be kept as a holy day beyond the Jewish nation. Attesting to this conclusion is Exodus chapter 31, verse 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations. Whenever the phrase throughout their generations is used in the Bible, it always refers to the Jewish dispensation. That the Ten Commandments, of which the Sabbath is part, belongs to the Old Covenant is plainly revealed in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. And he declared unto his covenant, which he commanded to form, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. The express reference to the 10 commandments in connection with the doing away of the Old Covenant is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 14. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Throughout this description, the Apostle Paul depicts a clear-cut contrast between the Old and New Covenants or Testaments. He plainly tells us that the Old Covenant, the ministration of death, was that which was written and engraven in stones, the Ten Commandments. Then he declares that the Old Covenant is done away, being done away in Christ. The doing away of the Old Covenant, the Ten Commandments, annulled the Sabbath law, the Fourth Commandment. The objection is raised, however, that if the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, is no longer binding, then we have no standard of right to guide us. That if the Fourth Commandment, the Sabbath law, is not in force, then neither are the commands to refrain from stealing, murder, idolatry, and so on. This objection is invalid in light of the fact that all things revealed in the Old Covenant having to do with the eternal, divine principles of decency, right, and justice are also given with even greater emphasis and clarity in the perfect law, the law of liberty, which is the law of Christ. In reading the New Testament, we find that Jesus and his inspired apostles taught all the commandments of the Decalogue with the exception of the fourth commandment, the Sabbath law. There is no command in the covenant of Christ for any man to keep the Sabbath. The only day given special recognition in the New Covenant is the first day of the week, commonly called Sunday, referred to in the Scriptures as the Lord's Day. This day is not the Christian Sabbath, as some assert. The Sabbath, whenever mentioned in the Scriptures, always, without exception, designates the seventh day of the week. Nowhere in the Bible is it affirmed that the first day of the week is given in place of the Sabbath. It is part of a new covenant and with a new significance. The day on which our Lord, blessed Lord, was raised from the dead, according to Mark chapter 6, verse 9. It is the day, according to the example set forth in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, that the Lord's followers are to break bread, to partake of the Lord's Supper. Only a few years after the death of the last apostle, Justin Martyr wrote, "But Sunday is the day on which we hold our common assembly, because it is the first day of the week, and Jesus our Savior on the same day rose from the dead."